Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump shouldn't have a debate if he still has the coronavirus. Biden said Tuesday he's looking forward to being able to debate President Trump, but he said we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. He says he doesn't know Trump's status since the president turned to the White House after being hospitalized for 3 days. After being diagnosed with the coronavirus, Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 early Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Biden next Thursday in Miami. Now, Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday, hospitalized 3 days, now back at the White House. Based on the timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control, Prevention, and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence, who just tested negative for the virus, will be in Utah for a face-off debate with the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, on Wednesday. The trial of the three suspects charged with aiding the gunman involved in the Watergate Mall attack in Kenya 7 years ago that left 67 people dead, that trial resumes in Nairobi on Wednesday. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hurricane